This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
In 1630, a godly attorney by the name of John Winthrop brought over four boatloads of Puritans, and he was aboard a ship called the Arabella. The Arabella, and before they landed, because they were outside the Virginia Charter, they penned a model of Christian charity. It was, according to some historians, the clearest expression of the American vision ever penned. In that model of Christian charity, which, by the way, is included in the appendix of my book, Renewing the Soul of America, he used a phrase that memorialized that particular address. He called it a city on a hill. Here's what he said, among other things. Thus stands the cause between God and us. We're entered into covenant with him for this work. Now, if the Lord shall please to hear us and bring us in peace to this place we desire, then he's ratified this covenant and sealed our commission, and we will expect a strict performance of the articles contained in it. But, he said, if we shall neglect the observation of these articles, which are the ends we have propounded, and dissembling or playing games with our God, shall fall to embrace this present world and prosecute our carnal intentions, seeking great things for ourselves and our posterity, then the Lord will surely break out in wrath against us and be revenged of such a people, and make us to know the price of the breach of such a covenant. Now, he said, the only way to avoid this shipwreck and to provide for our posterity is to follow the counsel of Micah, to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. So shall we keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And the Lord will be our God and delight to dwell among us in his own people, and he will command a blessing upon us in all of our ways. And we shall find that the God of Israel is among us, when he shall make us a praise and a glory, that men shall say of succeeding plantations, may the Lord make it like that of New England, for we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. Well, what if that famous phrase, a city upon a hill, written aboard a ship called the Arabella, setting forth the godly vision of that which is to become America, the gem of the oceans, what if that very word, the name of that ship, which means yielding to prayer or answered prayer, were to be co-opted by ungodly forces to coordinate through massive money the downfall of the very country that John Winthrop sought to establish? That's where we're going here today on Viewpoint. I'm glad that you joined us. This conversation, as always, with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. By the way, the name Arabella is a Christian girl's name, and it does mean yielding to prayer, answered prayer. In other cultures, it also means beautiful. But what if the word and the name itself was co-opted for opposite purposes? To camouflage the dark money that was included under that name in a new organization that was hidden from public view. That's what we want to talk about here today with our special guest, Scott Walter. He has written an unbelievable book, actually, called Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America to a Position Radically Contrary to That Envisioned by That Godly Attorney, John Winthrop. Scott, it's good to have you on the program.
Great to be with you.
Well, are you familiar with John Winthrop's model of Christian charity?
Oh, I certainly am, and I'm also familiar with Reagan's love for it. He borrowed from that regularly and was clearly inspired by it.
Well, he sure did, and a lot of people think it was Reagan that originated that phrase, but it was John Winthrop, and actually he borrowed it from Jesus himself.
Right. Yes, I was going to say, the true origin is biblical.
Yep. Yeah, right there.
And by the way, I have a theory, very sharp of you to catch where Arabella comes from. for the network I'm talking about, the bad dark money network, I have no doubt that they knew all of this. You know, one of their one of the nonprofits they created was called Hopewell, which I believe was another ship. Another is called the Windward Fund. You know, again, Windward is a sailing term that the ships would have understood. And then yet another was the 1630 Fund, which, of course, is named for the year when these things, the ships got launched. So I think they, you know, obviously they understood these references, but I think they had a, you know, my suspicion is they had a very nefarious purpose in mind. The network got started in 2005, and I remember very clearly that was a time when left-wing environmentalists, such as the founder of Arabella, who was radicalized by an a radical environmentalist as an undergraduate, the environmentalists at that time were trying very hard to corrupt the evangelical churches into becoming environmentalists.
Well, yeah, and what we're seeing then is this so-called dark money, which we're going to have to explain in some detail because it's too dark to understand without explanation. This whole idea of dark money being used to reconfigure and transform America into something radically contrary to the original vision that was set forth either by John Winthrop, by William Bradford there in the Plymouth Colony, or even in the 1607 charter there in Virginia. So what we're looking at is something that has been twisted and used as contrary symbolism, perhaps even using that to hide the nefarious intent of what they're trying to do with this massive amount of money. When they use terms like open secrets and 1630 fund and demand justice, all of these are terms that don't have meaning for the average American person, do they?
No, and certainly not the meaning that these folks want.
So one of the things that really gets me, you know, as an attorney practicing for 20 years and then also as a pastor now for 35 years, words matter. Words are very critical. I mean, Jesus himself is called the Word of God. The Bible is called the Word of God. Words matter. Why is it, do you think, that we are in a position for the past 40 years of absolutely redefining good words and using them to embellish evil thoughts, evil ideas, false agendas? Why is it we're doing that? What's going on in our country?
Well, the problem for the left, which has its own religion, as it were, counter-religion, the problem is that most Americans aren't in that church. Most Americans mostly agree with conservatives.
Okay, well, now you say it's a matter of churches. It's a religious issue. We'll be right back after this, friends. I think you're absolutely right. Scott Walter, our special guest, the book Arabella. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues and homosexuality was an abomination. So what happened in just one generation? Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment? Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. Conversation, as always, with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. And today on Viewpoint, our special guest, Scott Walter, with his hardbound book, Arabella, with two infamous faces looking over the words on the front cover. We'll talk about those infamous faces in a few moments. But I want to make his book available to you because it's going to open your eyes to what is really happening in our country behind the scenes. It's not something that the majority of us would have any understanding about. But people with massive money certainly do. And so today on Viewpoint, we want to make it available to you. Arabella, it's a hardbound book. It's a $32 book, yours for $27. It's on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. You can give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $5 for postage and handling, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Scott, because you are so deeply invested in this study, this is a monumental research study that proceeds out of your work with a unique research organization. Tell us about it.
Sure. I have the honor of heading the Capital Research Center, which is a think tank in D.C. that specializes in investigating the left deeply and exposing it widely.
Why would you want to be deeply involved in a tank? Wouldn't you want to get out of the tank and get out there in public?
Well, as you see this morning, or this afternoon, rather, that's exactly what I also do.
Yeah. Okay. So what is a think tank? A lot of people hear that term. It's a little bit hidden for us. What does it mean?
Sure. It actually dates back to the ancient Greeks. And I think Aristophanes' play, The Clouds, which made fun of Socrates, as the first place that it appears. But it's a gathering of scholars and investigators who typically focus on, some particular area to investigate. And in our case, it's the left and the special interests in America. We focus especially on the nonprofit side because folks tend not to understand that nonprofits are much more important than the political party for explaining our politics.
Very interesting. Nonprofits more powerful than the political entities. That is quite interesting. So that's really the root of your particular book. How long have you been involved with the Capital Research Group?
Well, I came to work full time in 2012. Uh-huh. And before that, I had written for them from time to time. The nonprofit world is something that the good and the bad sides of it interest me greatly.
Sure.
You mentioned working under George W. Bush. One of the things I worked on was the faith-based community initiative that he had.
Okay. So when we're talking about dark money, when we're talking about Arabella, the very word which means prayerful, likened unto prayer, and here this term, this word has been co-opted for some of the most wicked and evil intentions in our country to be promulgated by some of the wealthiest people in the country and even outside the country. It's a little hard for the average person to grasp the depth of such wickedness, such a massive desire to control and completely twist the very purposes for which the country was established. So when do you think the depths of this kind of dark money began?
Well, in the case of the Arabella Network itself, it was started in a small way in 2005 by a man named Eric Kessler, who, as I said, had been radicalized. You could say it had a come to Gaia moment as an undergraduate.
Okay. Not to come to Jesus, but come to Gaia. Okay. Very cute. Okay. So that was in 2005. And then things built from there. How did that happen?
Well, as best we can tell, the first sugar daddy that really started pouring serious money in was a man named Hans-Jürg Wyss. He is a Swiss billionaire, a foreign national, and therefore legally forbidden from meddling in American politics. But the first year that the nonprofits that Arabella Advisors runs managed to take in over $1 million was 2008. They took in $1.7 million, and $1 million of that came from Wyss. In the years since, his total giving to the Arabella Network is a quarter billion dollars.
Mm-hmm. But that's just from one man.
So, yes. Now, over time, it gathered more and more billionaires. So George Soros is certainly a major donor to it. Bill Gates and his foundation are another of the biggest donors. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook has put in tens of millions. Pierre Omidyar, an eBay billionaire, yet more millions. And most of the really large foundations, which are very left-wing, and we should remember, are billionaires too, are major donors. So the Ford Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, on and on.
Wow. So this is... Wow, this is just the grand exposition of the most notable billionaires in the country gathered together to join forces by putting their money in a group called the Arabella that actually does what? What does this Arabella group do? Because it's a for-profit group, yet it's choreographing nonprofits. How does that work?
I think the easiest way to understand it is imagine a pyramid. Now, at the top of the pyramid, you have Arabella Advisors, which, as you say, is a for-profit company, consulting and PR, you know, Beltway Bandits, they call them in D.C., right? And it creates everything below it, and it operates everything below it. Now, in the middle of the pyramid, the middle level, you have half a dozen nonprofits of different legal types, and that's where the money gets inserted. If you're Zuckerberg or Soros or Warren Buffett's another one who gives millions, you write a check to those nonprofits. And then at the base of the pyramid, that's what you see and your listeners see, and that is hundreds and hundreds of fake pop-up groups. Floridians for a Fair Shake, Keep Iowa Healthy, Secure Michigan Elections, Demand Justice, blah, blah, right? Those are the groups that get created, and they want you to think that it's that those groups are, you know, your neighbors got together because they're upset about something, when in fact, it's just some doofus in a D.C. office with a new accounting code creating a website and maybe buying some Facebook ads.
So it's a funneling group, it would seem to me, where monies pour into the nonprofits, but the real control group is called the Arabella.
Yeah, Arabella Advisors, LLC, to be legally precise.
Limited Liability Corporation, okay. But their influence, their impact is vast beyond imagination, isn't it?
Yes, let me throw out a couple of things, you know, in the news. So Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court Justice, the lefties are trying to pressure her to resign because they're scared Trump may win the election or the Republicans may take the Senate and they won't be able to replace her on the Supreme Court after this administration. So they're pressuring her on this. Well, guess what group first put out in public some medical records that, you know, tend to be not look great for her? Well, it's something called Fix the Court, which was created inside that Arabella network. Now, it's since spun off supposedly into independence, although it kept getting Arabella money even when it left the network. A few years before, when they did the same kind of thing, the left pulled the same thing with Stephen Breyer, trying to force him to resign from the Supreme Court, and they succeeded. That was another Arabella birthed group, the Demand Justice you mentioned earlier. Or one more quick thing. Just a couple of weeks ago, right, everybody was shocked at the Department of Education handing down a new Title IX regulation, which is the thing shoving boys into girls' sports, among other things. Well, guess what? Arabella has an entity, in this case entirely funded by Soros dollars, that was set up in 2019, 2 years before the Biden administration is even sworn in. And it was plotting with Harvard Law School types all kinds of regulatory changes like that. And it just succeeded just 2 weeks ago in the Title IX one. It had done dozens of successes before that. And again, you don't see that reported in the news. You see, oh, the Department of Education did this. You don't see, yeah, years ago, the Arabella Network was already working on this, plotting this, the legal strategy.
And it isn't prayerful, and it's nothing about prayer. It's about preying on the American people, isn't it?
That's an excellent pun, yes.
Thank you very much, Scott. Okay, looking at the actual monies that are involved here, and I'm looking at your book, in 2018, the election cycle, Arabella-controlled nonprofits took in $1.2 billion, more than double the fundraising of the Democrat National Committee and the Republican National Committee combined. Then in the 2020 election cycle, Arabella's fundraising spiked 100% to $2.4 billion, outraising the National Party committees by $1 billion. This is a lot of money flowing into the political realm on behalf of those who are seeking to undermine both the Bible and the Constitution. That's dangerous, it seems to me.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the essential things about the left is to hate America as she was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we now see this. I mean, there's always slivers of good and evil, you know, mixed up in evil things. It's horrible what's happening on our campuses,
mm-hmm.
but at least the left wingers are being honest when they shout, death to Israel, death to America.
Right. Sounds like they are Iranian citizens under the Khamenei when they do that.
Yes, which is a great irony, considering most of them would be proud to claim that they're atheists.
It's unbelievable. The twistedness and the manipulation of words is so much beyond the pale. My wife was asking me this morning over breakfast, how is it that these things can be happening like this? It's as if there's no rhyme, no reason, no interconnectedness in rationality. And I said, sweetheart, this is what the Bible calls a reprobate mind. What say you, Scott?
No, I think that's exactly right. And of course, I also seem to recall the phrase, father of lies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's describing someone called Lucifer or Satan, isn't it? Father of lies. Yes.
And, you know, Saul Alinsky, this is, again, I love it when they're at least honest, because, of course, as you point out, they're not often honest. Saul Alinsky, in his Rules for Radical book, he said we should, you know, give tribute to our heroes, including the very first rebel who was so successful that he gained himself his own kingdom, Lucifer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard for Americans. It's hard even for our listeners here, who are 99% professing Bible-believing Christians, to actually wrap their arms around the depths of this wickedness. But it is deeper and deeper and deeper, so much so, as you say in your book, liberal publications like The Atlantic magazine says, the massive progressive dark money group you've never heard of, the indisputable heavyweight of Democratic dark money. Politico, a dark money behemoth. The New York Times, the identities of donors, known as dark money, and Arabella's network is a leading vehicle for it on the left. For them to come clean on those things is pretty amazing. Why do you think this the secretive nature of the Arabella has been revealed and brought forth by some of these organizations? Answer the question after this break, friends. Scott, Arabella, the book, friends, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires, $32 book, yours for $27, on our website, saveus.org. I hope you'll get it. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, at $5 for postage and handling. We'll be back.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived, Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
So glad that you've joined us here on Viewpoint today. Our conversation with Scott Walter in his book, Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. And that's exactly what they're seeking to do. But Scott, why is it, do you think, that even some of the more liberal organizations and things like The Atlantic, Politico, New York Times, and so on, why would they reveal the power of this organization, Arabella?
Well, I think I have to give credit for my team at Capital Research Center, because we first discovered them in 2018. They mm-hmm. had never been written about by any national media, left or right, the Arabella Advisors part. Mm-hmm. And we have been pounding the drum about this, and we've added a fair number of other conservative allies doing the same over the years. And that fact, plus the staggering amount of money, the billions and billions of dollars, I think that that has led places like The Atlantic and The New York Times to do this. I know The New York Times, for instance, has read our work and, in fact, quotes us in some of their own stories about Arabella.
Okay. Now, I guess it's of some concern to me, a little surprising, that the announcement would come out, Democrats decried dark money, then they won it with it in 2020. So they decried dark money. It's almost as if they were projecting the dark money usage upon the Republican Party, but in fact, they were the ones that were using it.
You're absolutely right. And of course, this also fits with, the felt need to lie about things or ignore things. And I would add, I have now testified to half a dozen different committees in the House and Senate.
Really?
About Arabella and related issues. And it really makes them squirm horribly when they hear this.
Why would it make them squirm? Is it just the Democrats that squirm? Is it Republicans that squirm, or both and?
Well, mainly the Democrats. And by the way, would you care to guess how many questions I've received from Democrats while testifying in half a dozen committees?
Probably none.
Exactly.
Because they don't want you to reveal anything else.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And although it was hilarious, in the one of the last hearings, it was in the Senate Budget Committee, mm-hmm. and Tim Kaine, one of my own senator in Virginia,
right.
He was so upset. He said, now, I don't want there to be any disinformation about this. I mean, this wild talk that there's more dark money on the left and with Democrats than the other. Why? Catch this syllogism. He said, that cannot be true because we Democrats support the Disclose Act, which would force donor disclosure for nonprofits.
But the whole purpose of Arabella is to avoid the Disclosure Act.
Yes, it certainly is. And of course, I couldn't help, again, if he had the guts to ask me a question about this, I would have pointed out, well, Senator, we're a good ways into this Congress, and your party controls the Senate, and it hasn't passed the Disclose Act. I wonder why.
Whoa. A little cross-examination would go a long way, wouldn't it?
Well, let's put it this way. None of these people are you going to suggest teach litigation classes. You need Senator Kennedy for that.
Yeah. Okay, your book. You say this book will reveal. It strives to illuminate the darkest reaches of America's political battles, where billionaires and their minions fight to achieve a fundamental transformation of the nation, championed by some, vigorously resisted by others. It's one trust fund kid's dream of manipulating philanthropy that grew into a multi-billion dollar political empire that shapes political races, public policy on abortion, environmentalism, federal regulation, healthcare, election laws, and much more. I think that's a pretty good description of what your book is about. But if you really delve into the depths of it, the deeper you go, the deeper you have to go. In other words, it's a very, very deep subject. It's dark.
Absolutely. The book, I think, does a fair job of summarizing all the things that we found, but it took us years of digging to begin to pull all this together.
Dark money. That's a phrase that's used. We hear it used fairly regularly. We hear it in the news media and so on. But what really is it? How would you describe it, dark money?
Well, the term was coined by a left-wing group, the Sunlight Foundation, in 2010.
Wait a minute. The Sunlight Foundation is going to coin a term called dark money. Isn't that just totally opposite? Sunlight would bring light, not darkness. Why would they coin a term dark money?
Well, they did it in 2010, about half a year after the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision.
Uh-huh.
Now, in Citizens United, the Supreme Court said that as long as so-called independent groups, independent expenditure groups, and that they meant the political nonprofits like the National Rifle Association, the League of Conservation Voters, those kind of the political nonprofits. They're not charities, but they are nonprofits.
Uh-huh.
They said that as long as they're independent of political campaigns, they can't have their political spending restrained because they have a right to, they have a First Amendment right to free speech.
Right.
And so, but those 501c4 political nonprofits, they're not required to disclose their donors. So Sunlight was, this was the beginning of the attacks on the Citizens United decision. And so Sunlight was saying these nonprofits that don't have to declare who their donors are dark money. Because, PACs, traditional PACs and political parties do have to reveal their donors over $200.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the term since then has been wildly expanded to mean pretty much anything the left doesn't like. A friend of mine has the best joke on this, that dark money is support for speech the left wants to silence. That is to say, they only use the term for nonprofit money that was helping conservatives or Republicans. That's all they want to talk about with dark money. That's all. Sheldon Whitehouse is a senator who's always ranting on about dark money. And he, as far as I know, the words Arabella have never escaped his lips, right? He means any conservative political nonprofit spending money. That's what they try to make dark money mean. But, of course, we've been able to document over and over. And as you point out, the New York Times, Politico, The Atlantic, all these places acknowledge what we've documented, that, gosh, there's a lot more money on the left like this than on the right.
It's interesting because there is no such thing as darkness in and of itself scientifically. Darkness is the absence of light. So dark money, by definition, then, would be the absence of the light that would reveal where it's coming from.
Correct. Same with evil, of course, if you know you're St. Augustine.
Sure.
There's no true evil. There's only the lack of good.
All right. So the very people that are crying and screaming for revelation of where funds are coming from are the ones that are hiding it the most.
That's right. The Atlantic interview that you were quoting from is hilarious because they were interviewing the head of Arabella, and they kept asking her over and over, wait a minute, aren't you just a dark money colossus like you're always attacking on the right? And they asked her that over and over again. And finally they said, aren't you just the left's equivalent of the Koch brothers network? And would you like to hear her? I'll give you her complete response.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, after that complete response, just a few weeks later, she stepped down as head of Arabella to, and I quote, spend more time with family.
Amazing. In other words, she let the cat out of the bag, owned up to it, and they had to let her go.
That's certainly what it looks like.
Well, that's even more darkness. Don't let any light into the bag because you're out of here if you do.
Yes, and I have to say, I took great pleasure in that interview because they virtually plagiarized the Atlantic magazine in the questions they were asking her, virtually took word for word criticisms I had made of Arabella in a Wall Street Journal op-ed about Arabella and Sheldon Whitehouse.
Okay, friends, if you want to find out the nefarious, tangled web of dark money and how it works, you might just want to get a copy of our guest book, Arabella. It's a hardbound book. Actually, it's a $33 book, yours for $27 on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. You can give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. There are so many aspects of this. We can't possibly delve into all of them here on the program today, but we're trying to at least lay a foundation and describe the terms so that we can at least get a handle on where all of this dark money is going, where it's coming from. And then when you look at the likes of Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros and Warren Buffett and some of these other foundations, the Ford Foundation and so on, there's a lot of money that's involved. Follow the money, my friends, follow the money.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for a greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
At the end of the Clinton administration's 8-year run, the notorious Mr. Kessler spent 6 years with the National Democratic Institute, NDI, that was co-founded by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. And then he created Arabella. And today he sits on the National Democrat Institute's board of directors, itself a who's who of prominent Democrats. I wonder how this is affecting, how it's affected the Biden administration. It's been said that Joe Biden isn't really the president of the United States. Who is? Some have said it's Barack Hussein Obama. It was Mr. Obama who 5 days before his inauguration said, we are 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of America. Is this what he was talking about? Was he talking about and well understood the nature of the dark money that would assist him in completely converting the United States of America into something totally the opposite of the vision of the godly attorney John Winthrop, who landed in 1630 aboard the Arabella? It seems that something dramatic is taking place here. Very dramatic. That the words themselves are being twisted to take that which was good and honorable and holy and right in 1630 and translate it into something that is just the opposite. Dark money. Follow the money. Well, which brings up another interesting thing, and that is the 1630 Project. Where did that number come from, my good friend Scott Walter?
Well, as you say, 1630 was central to exactly those early American Christians that you've been talking about, right?
Exactly. So here again, they even co-opted the date to transform the country from that which was decreed to happen then to something rather opposite today. Wow. These people are arrogant, aren't they?
It's amazing. And do you have time for a quick story about the guru that did the come to Gaia moment for the founder of Arabella?
Go for it.
The guru was named David Brower, and he gave a talk at the Colorado University where Kessler was then an undergraduate. And Kessler was so enraptured that he hitchhiked all the way to San Francisco from Colorado to work for the guy. And he worked for him at more than one place. This guy, and by the way, this guy was no fringe guy. He had run the Sierra Club. He later started the League of Conservation Voters and Friends of the Earth and all this. Well, listen, when he, in his, this guru's manifesto for Friends of the Earth was published in 77. And if you're old enough, you'll remember that the apocalypse, the environmental apocalypse then, was not global warming. It was the population bomb, right?
Right.
The very first chapter in this manifesto is about population. And this is what it contemplates. Perhaps government will have to make childbearing a crime unless you get a license from the government to have a child. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe the government will have to force all parental-aged Americans to take contraceptives. And if the government decides to give you permission for a child, they will give you the antidote. That's the guru who radicalized the founder of Arabella. And, of course, I mention this in part because I'm sure you know the birth rates of those early Christian Americans were some of the highest in human history.
Yep.
They loved children.
And now what's happened is not only have we, through the likes of Arabella and those who support it, crucified our children, over 60 million of them since 1973, but also reduced the population by birth control so that, in effect, we have undermined even the Social Security system, that it cannot support itself. And the latest report is that by 2035, it will be bankrupt. We did it to ourselves. And these are the people that did it.
That's right. And of course, the irony is they would want you to believe that Winthrop and people like that are these terrible authoritarians who
right.
hate people, when in fact, he wouldn't have dreamt of anything as authoritarian as what that David Brower character was calling for.
I think we just don't realize the depths of the wickedness, the corruption. You know, they say that love makes the world go around. Well, they also say that money makes the world go around. But Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. Actually, it was the Apostle Paul who said that. And It's not that money itself is evil, but when people's hearts are not redeemed, when people's hearts are ruled by wickedness and power and the lust for power, there is no end to the corruption and the dangerous interference with life itself that can take place. And that's what's happening, isn't it?
Absolutely. And by the way, another billionaire here is Warren Buffett, who gives many millions of dollars to Arabella's Hopewell Fund. And Hopewell is probably the largest advocate of abortion in America.
Okay, so, oh my goodness, no matter where you turn. So you give a report, a short report, of the Arabella's empire in 2020 and the top nonprofit donors. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the single largest donor, weighed in at close to $456 million since 2008, including $127 million in 2020 alone. The Ford Foundation gave Arabella's nonprofits $25 million in 2020. There are many others. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Another $700,000 from Ford Foundation paid for so-called education and training for grassroots organizations to increase engagement in state redistricting. Now, one of the things that I am becoming increasingly aware of is that these same groups are being used to, shall we say, accomplish that which the federal government itself cannot directly accomplish, and that is interfere with elections, interfere with all kinds of, not limitations, but opening the door for a whole variety of corruption within the electioneering. So how is that working?
Well, in a couple of ways. One way is to spend many millions of dollars for voter registration, micro-targeted voter registration of the right demographic to help their preferred political party. And that's actually being done largely by charities, mostly using money from foundations and donor-advised funds. And, of course, all that's illegal under the rules for charities.
Right.
But being left means never having to say you're sorry.
But if it's dark money, then it's so dark that it's not being brought to light.
Well, the again, the mainstream media let Arabella go sleeping for, the better part of two decades before we started unearthing them. But the there's another way that they're doing it as well, and Arabella is certainly mixed up in this, and that is trying to manipulate local election offices, government, local and state government election offices. Now, that was what the Zuckbucks were doing back
exactly.
in 2020.
$400 million.
And by the way, now, what almost nobody knows, and we didn't learn until a year later because they waited to the last possible second legally to disclose what they'd done in 2020. So in November of 2021, we got our hands on the Arabella IRS filings for the previous year, and we discovered that in 2020, Arabella's biggest charity put $25 million on top of Zuckerberg's $400+ million with the charity Center for Tech and Civic Life. That's the one that got most of Zuckerberg's money and that gave it to thousands of local government election offices around the country, with a huge disproportion going to the most Democrat vote-rich jurisdictions.
What do you call this process of gradually siphoning money through various tributaries to keep it hidden, to keep it secretive? Is there a name for that?
Well, dark money isn't a bad title.
You're right. It keeps it hidden, keeps it dark, and it's as if they want to multiply. It's like setting up these shell corporations to try to hide. This is exactly what Joe Biden did to try to hide the various monies that were coming into his family. same kind of modus operandi, it seems to me.
Yes, and in the book, you know, one of the charts that we have is to show you the shell game. I told you there's a half dozen nonprofits that Arabella runs, and then there's Arabella itself, the for-profit company.
Right.
Well, we have a chart there showing you how almost every entity among all those entities, almost every one of them is giving and receiving money from almost every other entity. And the word that comes to my mind when I see that is three-card Monty. And by the way, in a single year, it's typically $100 to $200 million just in that money shuffle.
Amazing. Utterly amazing. Well, what motivated you to get into this? I mean, this is a piece of work, Scott. The depths of this had to be plumbed.
Well, absolutely. As I said, you know, at Capital Research Center, we investigate the left deeply and expose it widely. And here was the largest money network on the left, almost completely unknown by the wider world, and still not nearly well enough known.
And you exposed it.
Yes, that is exactly what we want to do, because we all know the mainstream media is never going to properly investigate the left's own machinery.
Is there anything within the Congress that is looking into this?
Well, yes. As I said, I've testified half a dozen times in as many committees about Arabella's network and related issues, and there are some bits of legislation that would be some value in curbing this. One is I mentioned the Swiss billionaire Hans-Jürg Wyss, who's such a big sugar daddy for them.
Right.
Well, there's bills in Congress to say if a political nonprofit takes foreign money, then it's not allowed to give money to super PACs, because, of course, the foreign billionaire couldn't legally write a check to a super PAC, so he shouldn't be able to write a check to a C4 political nonprofit that gives to a super PAC. There also were bills to say that the charities should not be allowed to do voter registration and should not be allowed to give money to government election offices in hopes of manipulating them. So those are some somewhat bright spots out there.
Well, I appreciate so much the work that you have done here in bringing these things to light, bringing dark money to light. There are a number of those who have seriously endorsed this book, Tucker Carlson, Mike Lee, the U.S. Senator, Molly Hemingway, who is a senior journalism fellow for Hillsdale College and so on, and then also Senator Ted Cruz. These are people who are deeply concerned about the flow of money. And when you realize that money manipulates people's minds and hearts, you know how dangerous this is, the love of money, friends. Get a copy of the book, Arabella, Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. Secretly transforming America. That's the problem. Secretly transforming, and not in the way that any of us would hope. $27 will put the $33 book in your hands. It's a hardbound book. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. And I have come to the recognition that something has happened with regard to our system. And so we are going to wrap up with our friend Scott Walter with thanksgiving for his appearance here today on Viewpoint. Remember, viewpoint determines destiny. Our viewpoints always determine destiny. Become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith, friends, to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless. It'd be a blessing.